The concerns over illegal immigration to the United States are so widespread that the House of Representatives has passed a proposal to create a wall more than 1,100 kilometers long along part of the U.S.-Mexican border.
On this vote, the yeas are 283, the nays are 138, one member voting present. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The Senate is still debating that plan. Other controls on immigration are also being considered. In addition, the government is trying new technology. Boeing, a major aerospace and defense and aircraft contracting firm, is receiving $67 million U.S. dollars to install a virtual high-tech fence along the U.S.-Mexican border in Arizona. Michael Chertoff heads the U.S. government's Department of Homeland Security.
What we are looking to build is a virtual fence, a 21st century virtual fence. To be sure, one that does involve old-fashioned fencing and tactical infrastructure, but also one that involves proven tools that have been used not only in this country but around the world.
Next spring, Boeing will begin building a series of 550-meter towers equipped with motion detectors and ground-based cameras, as well as a radar system that can transmit images to border agents. The first towers are being built on a 45-kilometer stretch of the Arizona-Mexican border, considered the nation's busiest entry point for illegal immigrants. Boeing's Jim Arbaugh.
And what we have proposed is a toolkit of different technologies that we can work with DHS to come up with the optimal approach for solving the issues that we have at the borders.
Secretary Chertoff says the Border Patrol agents and National Guardsmen have arrested 10,000 illegal immigrants in recent months. And the Boeing contract is the first in a series of high-tech initiatives to further secure the border. Paul Sisko, VOA News.